Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
It's relatable on all fronts. It's right. Just being my friend in general.
Testing.
Well, guess who's back?
I've been working on that on the ride here. I was like, let me do like an evil laugh. And yeah. Then I was like thinking of the movie The Emperor's New Groove, and where she's like, it's Eartha Kitt, I think, voices it. And she's like,
I'm not good at remembering.
Not the lever! Oh. And she's like,
ooh, the lever!
Wrong lever! And I was like, let me be this bitch.
Bro. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just begin. Hi, guys.
Stop! Sorry. Okay. Rewind.
Hi, guys. It's me.
No, do it again.
Okay. Hi, guys. Now I feel really awkward. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. Guess the fuck what?
What?
Guess who's here?
Ooh.
It's motherfucking Rose.
Ooh, I'm back.
Now insert evil laugh.
Only one person's stress that I'm on this podcast right now. Like, I feel like everyone else that, like,
everyone's super excited, but you know,
dude, okay, you want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
How many people that I used to teach, like high school kids I used to teach, that have hit me up and been like, I found you on TikTok, Miss Rose. And I'm like, what?
Are you serious?
Yes. Former students of mine have like hit me up on Instagram and stuff like that. They're like, you're on TikTok. I'm like, I don't even have a TikTok.
You're like, what the fuck is a TikTok?
Honestly, I was like, is that like a whack ass Tic Tac? You know what I mean? Like off brand or something like that? Like a Tic Tac. But like, no, I like, they've literally been like, you're like on, I can use your voice.
And it's like the snippet of like dry humping and like,
keep in mind, these are people I used to teach poetry
to. Period sex.
These are my former students. Okay. So these are people that I used to like, tell that they were the future,
right?
You know,
right, and that their you voice were like matters. Their adult, like,
yeah,
teacher.
I was their teacher. I do have a weird memory of like finding out how the sex education was going on at that high school, and then they were like asking me questions, and I was like, none of that is real. And I like remember having to like be like, okay, we're not going to learn about sonnets today. We're going to learn about like what a condom actually does. And it was a very weird. So I guess they're
you
not
would be
that
the
surprised.
Best teacher. I would love to have you as a teacher.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I miss being a teacher. It was fun, actually.
Yeah. Why did you stop?
It doesn't pay enough. Then again, I'm a screenwriter, so it's not like that pays a lot either. But no, it just like, I mean, I really miss it. And part of me has always been, I was only a teaching artist. So I didn't have like a full load. I worked like 3 days out of the week.
Yeah.
But if I've always wanted to go back to school to get a teaching degree and like, cause
you
I just
it.
Love it. I think it's important, you know?
Right.
But yeah. So like my former students were like, oh shit, Miss Rose, you're so cool. And I'm like,
you're
thanks.
On TikTok. I'm talking about period sex.
Talking about how dry humping makes you feel uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah, it still
like,
does.
That's me.
To this day.
Well, I have you here because I really want to talk to you about something. It's, I don't know what we're going to call this episode yet, but I guess the importance of friendship and
yes.
The friendship boundaries in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because it is a bit of a controversy that you're on the podcast right now.
Bro.
And honestly, okay, sorry, rewind. It's been a year since
you've been
on.
It's been a year since I've been on. Literally my phone.
Fucking year.
I know, my phone on August 4th gave me a little memory that was like, August 4th, Silver Lake, and like had a photo of you. And I was like, what? That was a year ago?
I can't believe that was a year ago.
Yeah, I know, it's really weird. So much has changed.
A lot.
Like, so much. Like,
I miss 2019.
I mean, I miss 2016. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, people are like, I miss, there's so many whack ass years that I'm like, nah, I miss that. I would go back. I will do my senior year of high school over again.
I would not.
You would live in 2020 after, okay,
no,
would
I would
you
live
rather?
In 2019 again when I was, you know, in a relationship with him. Those were fun times.
Okay, that's okay.
It was fun times.
Yes.
Before, like, the pandemic, before he moved, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, you mean COVID pandemic, not the relationship that became
pandemic.
Right. Okay, cool.
Just 2020 in general.
I mean, yes, I do. I feel like everyone misses it. But I have to say, though, the, like, 35% of me that is an introvert is, like, now probably, no joke, maybe 50%. Like, I'm just, like, kind of loving the solo nature of it, but still... I think because it's summer, I just really miss doing shit.
I miss doing shit because especially when you're going through a breakup.
You need distractions.
Yeah. And it's been so hard to be like, you know, keeping yourself. But like I'm like locked into my box. Like I am working. If I'm not working, maybe I'm doing the show. Which right now it's like, okay, this is the fun part. But I have to go home and I have to edit and cry. It's like, geez. I mean, I'm happy. I'm blessed, don't get me wrong.
You just become like a Lifetime original movie and you're just like
I'm always crying ever since the breakup.
I think,
you know,
that's amazing though. That's good.
Yeah.
It's when you stop crying that it's bad for them but good for you. You
right.
know, because now you've like, I always imagine, actually I stole this metaphor from my
mom. I love
mom.
That we're like all over the place.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to the friend
we'll get
but
to
this
it.
Is the importance of
this
a friend.
Is, this, yeah, this, we're getting to it.
When you cry, you're kind of like in a weird way building a shell around you and you're like, the shell is kind of like being built from like your sadness or whatever. And then when it encloses over you, you're like, oh, now I'm protected. Mm. So you have to like literally detox it out of your body and just like cry it out.
That's exactly what it feels like. It feels like a detox. And I mean, I guess it's a good thing that I don't have so many distractions because, you know, me, the old homie would have gotten my thigh high boots on, which I mean, I have here today, but I would have gotten it on, hoop earrings, a bottle of tequila, chugging at it.
Ooh.
And then go into the Virgil.
I was at the Virgil for the last day. My friend Alyssa and I literally went to the Virgil on the last day. And Jedi was like, yeah, that was the last day that I like DJed. And I was like,
shout out to DJ Jedi.
Shout out to DJ Jedi. Which is like, you know, freaking 6 months ago. But yeah, right. No, the old you would have been like out home.
I would have already made out with somebody for sure.
Oh, God. Yes. That's a fun way to get over someone sometimes.
Yeah. But now it's like obviously due to the, you know, circumstances of the world, I have to be more careful.
Right. Like chlamydia wasn't scary enough.
Right.
Like now we got COVID.
Right, exactly.
Like,
I'm like,
great.
Fuck.
Damn it. It's not good. But yes.
But also I think besides the fact, I think that I'm also at a place where I'm like ready for, you know, commitment and to settle down. So I'm not trying to like be back in my old ways. I'm trying to cut that fucking curse because we're trying to do better. Right. We're trying to find something long term. So I can't just be like jumping from one dude to another and just be hoeing, you know? Like
yeah.
I gotta be careful.
Yeah, you gotta like, you gotta, you know, retire that jersey after a while. You know what I mean? Like you've been there, done that.
Right.
And like think about it fondly.
Right.
But sometimes.
But I don't even think about it. I'm just kind of like, okay, that was a time and that was kind of depressing.
You don't think about it fondly? You don't like reminisce?
I was not a good hoe.
Oh my God.
I was not. You were a great hoe. I was thank not you. A good hoe. Like I was, let's be real. Like I wasn't. There's episodes about it. I was not good at it.
No, that's, I mean, but that, okay.
I was
like,
fine getting orgasms and yada yada, but I'm like, okay. But like, you know, I think of all the shit that would unravel with like emotions and feelings and shit. And I'm like, you know, it's just, I'm over it. So.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. But anyway, back to
friendships. Friendships. But like, that's why, okay, but this is like really important in your current situation as well as COVID is like staying in contact with homies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like the idea of like checking with people that you haven't checked in. And I've like realized that in particular where I'm like finding myself being like, holy shit. Like there are some friends that I haven't talked to since like high school that like I miss and have reached out to. And I don't think I would have if I didn't have this like moment of peace and
right.
like weird like loneliness,
right?
But it's a strange
and everyone's at home too, so you're just kind of like, this is the time to just randomly FaceTime this person and see what's up
and see how they're doing. And it's like kind of, it's been really nice. And then like on top of like, you know, I'm already in a long distance relationship, so I know how to deal with distance in general with people that you care about. So that's been really easy, I feel like, for me, because I have that advantage. But with friendships, especially you know, in your situation, like those are really needed. Like your homegirls would like get you through, and your, you know, home gays, let's be honest, home whoever will get you through like these really tough times.
And homeboys. I've had some homeboys that I've called. Like I called Quay the other day, my friend Quay. I called him crying.
Oh my God, I love that. Oh my God, I love that. Whenever my friends call me crying, I'm like, I'm so honored. You chose me. Let me be there for you.
I know,
you.
He was busy too. Like he was just like, he was, you know, at home doing something. There was a bunch of people there and he was just like, I'm gonna step outside. And I was just like, Quay, I don't know why. And he was just like, it's cool. Like,
he's like,
you know.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So take a moment. I called everyone crying that day.
Oh,
it's okay. It was a tough one, but it's fine.
It's good though.
We're here.
We are here.
Yeah.
Are we going to address why we're talking about friendship?
Just get into it. Yeah. I mean, on the breakup episode, I spilled the tea on, you know,
let's just call it iced tea. Like there was nothing hot about it. That was some ice, like what the, some random ass tea.
Yeah. That you were the cause of my breakup. And here's the thing. We're going to play devil's advocate here, right?
Okay.
He was at a point where he was just like, he felt like I would pick my friends over him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you came on the show, you said your opinions. And I mean, what your opinions, I think to me were, came from a good place, you know? And so, but of course, you know why he didn't like it. We won't get into that. But like,
I mean, okay,
but I
don't know why he didn't like it, but that's just because I'm heartless.
But
sometimes.
It just makes me think, right? Because I think when we date, here's the thing. We've all been there. We've all been the friend that has nurtured our friend when they're going through a breakup or maybe a fight through their friendship, you know? And then like, we're just like, damn, he really did that. What a fucking asshole. But then they like get back with them. Or like they're okay
thing.
Of like, oh, this friend doesn't like your man. So it's kind of like this kind of boundary of trying to be a good friend but tell her that like, yo, your man's whack, without crossing the boundaries, because she could eventually go back to him, you know. And it's just,
and it's that weird, in a weird way, and I've been guilty of being on both sides, where you're taking that friend on the roller coaster with you.
Yes, and I felt like I did that.
I feel like you did that too, but I was ready though. You know what I mean? Like there was consent in there where I was like, okay, girl, I'm going with you on this.
Right, because that's the thing. Like you're that friend. You're that, like, that's
ride or die.
Which is amazing, but shit. Like, and you're loyal as fuck. And for me, it's like, he was the first, like, I guess, serious relationship I've been in a while. Before that, like, I confided in my friends. Like, my friends are, like, my family. Like, I mean, my friends are on the show. You know what I mean? Like, they're really, really important to
me. They're your community.
My community, you know? So I take everything you guys say to heart because I care about what you guys say, you know? And then I get into a relationship and, okay, so I guess we'll tell the story of what happened at the Virgil.
Shall we? Because I want everyone to keep in mind, everyone, sidebar,
yes.
I don't drink. I've never been drunk in my entire life. I have been sober my entire life, but I do not remember what I said to this man.
And here's, and also,
I think I had a Red Bull that night.
And another sidebar, too, because I am kind of worried about putting this up because I just don't want to continue any drama with him, you know, and it doesn't matter because it's over, but this isn't about bashing him. It's just.
No.
Being the friend in when your friend's in a, you know, complicated relationship.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, if you were to call me and be like, we don't mess with Nicole anymore, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck what
you're
Nicole
that
did.
Friend.
But okay, let's not. So it was like this situation.
But you know what's crazy? He's also like that too. And I think that's why.
Wow.
I think that's why it clashed, because I'm someone like, I will have your back, but I won't go as like, you know, I'm not going to like, pull up and go up to him at a bar and be like, go to his face and be like, why you see, like, you heard you single.
Okay, that's what, you know, I said. I did say that. I did go up to him and go, I heard you're single now. Because I'm bold.
You're
I also
bold.
Don't care.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, this is going to sound really crass and upsetting, but I don't care about his feelings. I only care about your feelings.
And he's the same way too. So for him, because I feel like, I know that you're like this in a relationship too. If someone has said something negative about your man, or it comes at your man a certain way, like, you'd be like, oh, hell no, you would drop a, you don't care. You know what I mean? You're like, no, this is my relationship. This is my person. For me, like, I feel like I wish I was like that, you know, but just my personality is like, let's just all be friends.
Okay, wait.
Like, I'm a people pleaser, you know?
Yes. However, first off, shout out to Rachel. I've been wanting to do this the whole podcast. I love Rachel. Yeah. And the weirdest thing is that Rachel and I have never actually met.
Never met. You thought you met her.
I thought I met her because I met her in my dreams. Let's be honest, because I adore her so much. But like,
she loves you. She loves
I
you.
I love
so,
her.
Yeah.
We follow each other on Instagram and I'm just like, you're so cute. And like, her style. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you in your little bathing suits and pop strings. I just adore this bitch. She's amazing. But she was the ideal person for you to do that podcast with.
Right.
Because she is so level headed.
She's like me. We're better like let's just calm the storm, let's tame it.
And she's also like, you know, her reactions were like very like like she's like such a really good therapist,
right,
because
right.
I adore her. What she said about like what I said on the Sides podcast, I went back and listened to it, and like she was right. Like, you, what I was saying wasn't a lie. But I couldn't tell in my own like loyalty and like aggression that you weren't necessarily ready to hear it. You know what I mean? But you defended him. You like through and through, you were there for him. So you did support him. And I think that even stings me more because, you know, hearing the podcast and like how he wasn't 100. But like you didn't say anything. You defended your man. You did what you were supposed to do, and you defended your man on that podcast.
Right. But I think it's not just how I went about the conversation. It's the fact that I put up the conversation.
True. But then you also brought up another good point with Rachel, which is when you date me, you also kind of low-key date this podcast.
Right, right.
And like that's a really tricky, tricky situation.
Oh, tell me about it, because it's good. I got to find me a right one to be
right?
able to do it.
Because, you know, I've had this conversation with like my boyfriend. Like, Moscow is a very private person, and you know, he like never had issues with the podcast, but he was like, you know, like I'm private, and I talk about the relationship on here, but he's not as public of a persona as I am. And we had to like talk about that and compromise more on my side of being like, what is acceptable to say and what's not acceptable to say. But he knows when he goes out with me, like, I'm going to be loud and goofy. You know what I mean? Like,
he knows what he signed up for
and he's entertained by it. And even when it irritates him, he still like chuckles and is like, that's my boo.
But I think with me and Morgan, it was like, we both kind of knew what we signed up for, right? But we were just kind of hoping for the best. So just as much as he knew what he signed up for me, I kind of knew what he signed up for with him, with his situation.
Fair.
You know? So I kind of get where he's coming from in a sense of like, we just really loved each other. And honestly, I'll give him credit. Like, I could tell there were a lot of times he really just tried so hard to like, just accept it, you know?
Right.
And it just, he just cracked, and it was just like, I can't do this. And I think, you know, maybe because also the show doing better probably didn't help, you know, because
Fair.
Now there's more exposure, and he's definitely someone who's super private and doesn't want his business out there. And, you know, not everyone's like that. So I'll give him credit that he did try. It just, he just was like, I can't.
But with knowing what you signed up for though, don't you think there was maybe an element that both of you thought you could change the other person though? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I know what I signed up for, but like this person can change. Like, you knew what you signed up for.
Yeah, I thought maybe it would just
be different.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just, because I wasn't like, let me change him. I wasn't going here like, let me change him. I just thought like, you know, maybe we really care for each other. I'm willing to go for it to see if he could make this work. If he could like be loyal, you know, like it was worth the risk for me at that time. And I think that's kind of where he was too, where he was like, I know what I'm signing up for, but let me just see how she goes about it. Let's see if this is worth it. Let me see if I could do this, you know, and then There we go.
Then you have a bold ass friend named Rose.
Yeah. So, okay, let's go back to what happened at the Virgil.
It always is the Virgil.
There's always the fucking Virgil. Like every episode, we always mention the Virgil.
Remember that weird guy who was like trying, he was like Frankie.
Cesar.
That's right. Cesar. That was the Virgil too.
With his baby mama.
I was like, are you going to bring her to the party with us? He was like, maybe. He'd be like, the Virgil.
The Virgil. So I was there with Morgan. We just having a good time.
Gyrating, kicking it.
I mean, me and Morgan are not sober. We had a lot to drink that night. Mm-hmm. And we ran into Rose. And I'm like so excited. I'm like, Rose, you know? And then this is pretty soon after that episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty soon after this. Because that was the first time I heard that he was not with Homegirl anymore. Literally on that podcast. And I just remember being like, What?
Yeah. So.
Swankies.
So you went up to him and you were like, you were literally in his face.
Was I in his face?
It was pretty Jesus close. Christ. It was pretty close. And you were like, I heard you're single.
And I would be a bold ass bitch and be like, yo son, I heard you single now. Like I'm going to do something. Look at me. I have no upper body strength. I tried to do a pull up at Moscow's house and I like literally strained. I was like, I can't do it. No, I have no upper body strength. I ain't going to do shit.
I know, but you were just like in his face. And I know your sense of humor too. So I know that you were just kind of like, you were being a really good friend, but you're also just fucking with him, you know?
Sorry.
Yeah, it is what it is. And my dumb ass was drunk as shit. And he just came out with a new song. So I was like, oh, you've heard he's single? I was like, she heard you're single. And then he was like, what? So he was hella confused. Like, why are you up in my face? And you heard my song. I'm like, and then I think it kind of clicked. And then his homeboy was kind of like, yo, like kind of went to you like, why would you?
Well, yeah. But the part that I do remember is I was like, yo, I heard you're single. And then when you were talking about his music, I like stepped back and I was like,
you kind of looked
hell?
At me
I was
like,
looked at you like, okay, this is not how I planned it in my head. But then I realized that I was like, oh, you're a little tipsy. So you're enjoying your time. So then I just like went back to him and I was like, so how are you enjoying your night? Like, I was like, okay, that joke didn't land.
Right.
And so then I went to continue to try to have a conversation with him, not knowing that in that moment it clicked in his head and his homie's head what I was saying. And then his homie was like, why are you stepping him to like that? And I
right.
was like, excuse me, sir. Why are you stepping to me like this? Like this aggression that came out of nowhere. I
yeah,
was like,
and then you walked away because you're like, okay, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah.
And then for me, I'm the person that tries to like calm the storm. So I like run to you after. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I just thought, I don't know what I honestly don't even know what I said. And
well,
then,
you were just like, oh, I thought you meant his music. Like, how are you? Yeah. Like, you have to be back on the pod. Like we were just like catching up in that like
right.
30 seconds.
Yeah. I was just trying to make it like, okay, we're good. And then I went back to him.
While
and
Eeyore
then,
was in the corner, just like mean mugging me. And I told him to have a good night. I was like, okay, this was awkward. I'm sorry.
Right.
Have a good night, you know, and kept it pushing.
Right.
Because again, I'm sorry, I don't care about him.
You don't, yeah.
And, like, that's why I think it's so weird that I affected him so much.
I think it was more just, you know, that I, as his girl, didn't fully just, like, you know, because how he explained to me is, like, if someone did that to me, he would drop them in a heartbeat. And I could see that him being that type of person, because you're even that type of person, you know, where yeah. it's, like, if you made... You know, if I made your man uncomfortable, like, you'd probably be like, all right, Steph, I don't want to, you know, you're really trying to cross, like, the boundaries and stuff. And, like, again, like, I was, like, I know your sense of humor, so I know you were trying to be mm-hmm. funny. And I was trying to explain that to him, but I think he just was really offended that I wasn't, like, having his back. You know, I was still considering to be your friend.
But you do have his back. That's
yeah.
the thing that I just don't also get. And, yes, I definitely am in that boat where it's, like, if that happened. But then I feel like as a friend I would have come to you and been like, hey, like, girl, that, like, come on, what was that? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
in a loving situation. Now, I understand why you didn't come to me because you were like, it's not that big of a deal. It's
right.
totally fine. Not realizing that it was, like, festering inside of him.
Right.
And that I, like, really struck a nerve. And, like, let's be honest. I could have been anyone. You know what I mean? It could
right.
have been fill in the blank
right.
friend.
It could have
this.
Been. Yeah, exactly. It just, it wasn't you specifically.
No.
Yeah. So I don't think it was like, because honestly, I feel like if if everything was good, y'all would have probably really kicked it, honestly.
I mean, I thought he was funny. I liked his music. We would like have our one little like little jokes with each other and stuff.
Yeah, like y'all have like,
we had like a weird sense of humor and like could like make funny things. Right, and he's funny,
you know. So it's like, yeah, I was like, oh my, but I feel like y'all could really get along, but it just didn't happen that way. So I felt like being the person in between, where, you know, I really value my friendship, but I also, you know, obviously yeah. want to.
That's a hard situation.
It's a hard situation. I think that like
Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl.
It was difficult, and to me, I felt like I started questioning like my loyalty. I was like, what's, because I've even like my mom's even made a comment to me like saying like, you know, would do anything for your friends, but we wouldn't do anything for me. Well, that's another situation.
I was going to be like, that's another situation.
But
Might be another episode. Wow. That cleared a room just
plot
now.
Plot twist. But sometimes. My friends to me mean so much.
They are your family.
Like,
they are your chosen family.
Exactly. So it was kind of like that moment where I'm like, oh, okay. I don't really know how to, like, because I don't want to stop being friends with Rose. Like, mm-hmm. I care about my friendship with her. Like, I love hanging out with her. Like, it's Rose. I love Rose. And, like, obviously, I, you know, love Morgan, too. So, I was like, how do I make this work? So, but it, what it really came down to was just, you know, I don't know.
I also didn't know any of this until I heard the podcast. So, I don't want people, like, coming at me.
No, I called you before.
Yes, that's true. But, like, you called, that was the day you had filmed the podcast.
Yeah.
And you even said in the podcast, you were like, oh, I should probably call Rose after this episode. But, like, I don't want people to think that, like, I knew any of this.
No, you knew nothing.
I didn't know that I struck such a raw nerve.
I think for me, though, what I should have done is I should have reached out to you before any of this went down.
But I get why you didn't. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just because I know you as a person and how you process shit, like, I get why you didn't. And I'm not mad at you that you didn't.
Right.
I'm just, let's be honest, I laughed the first time you told me. I was like, wait, whoa, that man is giving me way too much power right now. I was like, are you kidding
me? I think that was another thing, too, was, like, I didn't want to, like, go to you and be like, oh, you're, like, an issue between me and my man. You know what I mean? Where I didn't want to make that, like, a more of an issue. I didn't want to expose that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I just thought maybe... Like, I honestly just thought, like, honestly, like, I wanted you on the show because I also wanted to show him, like, I'm not going to have her on just to bash you. And I feel.
Well, okay, but here's
but
my
like,
other thing.
I was like, we could talk about anything. We could talk about fucking bricks and it'd be a good ass time. Like,
you know it. My TikTok like, be knowing
it. I mean, now we're talking about him because I think we haven't seen each other in a while. It's like we've had plenty of conversations already that kind of like mended this and talked about this and all that stuff. But. And, you know, and I brought it up. So it's kind of like, I just want to.
Yes. But
and I think it's important because a lot of people go through this.
And I think it's also really important for anyone who is in being in your situation was probably the hardest. Like literally, yeah. That's the hardest situation.
Yeah.
Him then putting you in that situation is more difficult and kind of mean. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I also get where he's coming from in certain situations where I've done that in my past relationships where like someone has disrespected me for dating someone and then me being like, defend me. But then I'm also realizing like that person was there before you. They're going to be there after me. So yeah. I need to respect that element and right. like just accept it for what it is.
And that was the thing too, is like, I care so much about my friendship because men could always leave. And if yeah. I just continue to just like separate myself from my friends and just be with this man, like my friends are like my fucking,
like, your rocks.
My rocks.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, I don't know, but just like what Spice Girls says, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
That was such a weird line because I was like, do they mean like physically get with them? I know, like
do they have to fuck my friends?
Yeah, like get in the crew. Like I'm, right. Spice Girls were like, they, oh God, poetry. You know what I mean? Like you had to dissect that shit. But, okay, but I, all steps aside, my whole point of view about him and for him was to be like, I know him. I've dated guys like him. I am team Stephanie. No one else is team.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like how his friends are team Morgan. And that's why they stepped up when, you know.
Yeah, that's why his friend came to me. And which, by the way, that's a loyal ass friend. Okay,
exactly.
Come through for random friend because outside the Virgil. Because that's
what you're doing for me too. Is like a fucking, and I'm over here like everywhere.
Here we are, me and him looking at each other and be like, I respect you.
But I felt guilty though, because I felt like I put you guys in that position. That was another thing I was.
No, let's be honest. I went up to him. You didn't put me in no situation. Like, I caused that drama. As I always say, I don't like drama. I'm just dramatic. Okay? And that's definitely a situation
yeah,
where
but
I
feel like, you know, it was like right after that episode and it was very, you know.
It was a raw nerve. And I was being bold as fuck. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, like you are that friend. You and Joffre are very similar in that sense where I'm like, I need to pull up.
Oh my God, maybe it's like y'all something in the water at Garfield High School. Like me and Jaffer are from the same hometown. So like maybe there's something about Garfield High School girls being like, nah, we're going to handle this right now.
Right, right.
But you got to be about it. If you're not going to, you know what I mean? And that's the thing is I was saying so many true things on that podcast that upset him because as we learned, we're very true.
Right.
You know, and we're unfortunate and like, you know, you got hurt. And that's like a thing that honestly, I even think he's mad about too. Like the fact that you got hurt and at all is heartbreaking to everyone involved. And
I mean, he did say to me, he was like, you know what? He did say to me the last time we spoke, he was like, it's actually really beautiful to see all your friends really have your back and you have so much love around you.
See, okay, again, like, bro. Tyra Banks, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Right. But in that moment, there were so many things where I realized, that, you know, and after listening to that podcast and giving it time, which was a podcast we recorded a year ago.
Literally
a year ago, almost to the day, I just realized that I was like, you weren't ready to hear that. And that's true about so many times that when your friends are going through something really rough that you've also gone through, you have to be like, oh yeah, they're not ready. And that's okay.
Right. Yeah.
But you got to let them go through it by themselves, which is even harder to watch.
It is. Because I even, you know, yeah, like even when I watch my friends go through heartbreak, I'm like, I swear, like I say all the cliche shit, right? We always say all the shit that we hear like in every fucking show, podcast, whatever. Like we tell them all the cliche shit, but it's all true.
Yeah.
And it's just like you could tell that they're still dealing with the pain, but it's just, it takes time. They have to deal with it themselves. They have to process it themselves. So it was, you know.
It's like when I used to nanny and I would watch a little kid like run around the like playground and I would be like, they're going to fall, but I can't stop them. And then they fall and then they're like, they cry. And then I'm like, okay, dust yourself off.
And I think there's even friends, I've came across friends who will like be pissed at a friend for making the decisions or going, you know, dating a certain guy to be like, wow, I can't believe you would date someone like that.
So
you
I have
know?
A theory about those friends.
What?
Those friends are the people. So
explain further.
Okay. So with watching what was happening with you and Morgan, it's like I dated guys like that. So I'm like, I know all those signs. I know where all that comes from. But then when you have one that comes from it from an angry perspective, it's because they were the female Morgan at some point.
You know what I mean? Instead of like, I came across that person in my life, I'm actually am that person sometimes, because it's that whole insecurity and aggression. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when he was like, why are you looking at other dudes? It's like, it's that insecurity that we all have.
Right.
But when it comes from a place of anger, that means you're so processing something that you're kind of low key embarrassed by.
Right.
And so I feel like when friends that come from it angrily, you're like, oh, who'd you do this to? Like, why do you know this?
Like, why do you care so much? Or those friends who would like, who'd be like, don't come to me if he breaks your heart.
Okay, but that girl's not a friend.
I know. I'm not saying there's any friends I have right now, but like, you know, when you, I feel like.
But those people, yes. Right, anyone listening, right. anyone listening right now who has that friend.
Yeah. They're like, well, don't talk to me. Like, oh, I'm so annoyed with your toxic relationship. Like, don't come at me. Like, if he breaks your heart again, it's like, nah, we're not going to approve of what they're going to do, but we are going to be there. You will be that person, you know, you'll like, yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I get
that. I'm not even drunk. I can't even blame it on that. I used to always blame it on my tequila, but there's no tequila. So
just like really cold water. That's all we have right now. But no, I get that because it's like, okay, it's like that episode of Sex and the City. We're like, you know, freaking Carrie's talking about Big again and again and again, and her friends have to stop her and be like, who are you telling this story to? You know what I mean? Instead of her friends being like, don't come to us when he breaks his heart, it's like, why are you so obsessing over this? What do you need us to do to help?
Right.
The friend who's like, don't come to me if he breaks your heart. First of all, that's not a friend. Because although it frustrates you, you still got to be like, okay, you know, it's fine. Because you, like, we all know that, we all know how, what's going to happen. We all know how it's going to end, but you have to be supportive of that person.
Right.
Because if karma comes and all of a sudden you and I trade positions, I can't be an asshole to you about it because you were,
And we all go through that.
And we all go through that. It's so common. And so in notions like that, like, and I also get it because I feel like,
hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about this, about how, like, when you complain about your ex to your friend and your friend's like, oh yeah, fuck him, I don't like him. And then a week later, you make up and you're like, we're back together, we're fine. Your friend is like, okay, but you took me on a roller coaster and like, I didn't know.
Like they go, that's the thing too, like, is like they kind of go through the relationship with you. So I felt like I, you know, like, I mean, I have this show, so I feel like you guys are definitely going through the relationship with me, but it's just like, I don't know.
But it's also, you know, it's being aware of what you can share with us. Like there's so many conversations that we've had off. Like that's the other thing about, like, I don't think he realizes about this podcast in particular, is like all the things that you don't say. Right?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying you should be applauded because you did something that's decent, but the idea and notion that there are things that you do keep private, that you do, that you and me just like when we FaceTime, when we text, like
we cried things, earlier at our
we
FaceTime.
Cried earlier. Oh my God, we talked about feelings and dark thoughts.
We
it was
literally
just like
both
great.
Were crying on our FaceTime.
Yes,
calls.
It was amazing. I was like, I'm so glad I have a mascara on. But like, you know, you have that. Where that's what it is, but then this podcast isn't just for you. It's for your listeners, and especially now that we know that you're cool on TikTok and the youth are listening, which by the way, I really actually believe this generation is going to be like, I do like them.
Right. I love the Gen Z.
I love Gen Z because they're such great shit talkers. Like, did you see that BuzzFeed article about like what Gen Z actually thinks of millennials?
You told me about this.
Oh my God. My favorite one was a girl that was like, what's up with millennials being proud of being alcoholics? Like, we get it, rosé all day. And I was like,
because y'all can't drink yet. Watch till you drink.
Oh shit. That's why they can't drink. Oh my God. Wait, I just got that. Yeah. But still, okay. But I do.
But we are obsessed with being alcoholics besides you.
But then I think maybe that's why I like Gen Z is I'm like, yeah, me either. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, I'm the cool aunt. Like, I can't get drunk. Like, something
like I get
like
it.
But because you have these kids that are like not, and especially with COVID, that are not experiencing these things, they do have this podcast to come back on and have these like life lessons. And, you know, I mean, shit, they could be listening to us and be like, they don't know what you're talking about. And that's fine.
Right.
But it is something that like, you do like you give and sacrifice a part of yourself for this podcast. Oof. So it helps other people
a lot. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's why it's therapy, boo.
It is.
So there's that idea that I think gets skipped across, but then also learning though, especially with this relationship, what you're going to do in your next one. You know what I mean? Like maybe in your next one, you don't talk about whoever you date right off the bat.
Or it's going to be a secret for a really long time.
Like I love that. I think that's so cool.
Like he's going to be a secret. Like honestly, like.
He'll be on the podcast and we won't even know it.
No.
You know what I mean? Like we will be like, oh my God, this their sexual chemistry is great. They should date. And then like a year later, you're like, this is my boyfriend.
Well, that
like,
was Morgan. He came on the show and everyone was like, ooh, there's like chemistry here. And remember he was kind of like, I called him Ricky. Like I called him Ricky in that episode. Like yeah. He was private for a little bit. Then I was like, I love him. Yeah. Everyone needs to know.
I know. But that like, I think that was also a weird thing is at, with this show, like when you use the real names, you're kind of like, like it's just like whoa. I mean, I feel like anyone who knows me knows that like his name's not Moscow. His name's Anthony. Like everyone can find him on Instagram. I post about him all the time because I'm fucking in love and I adore that kid. He's not a kid. He's a grown man. Ah, he's a grown man. But you know, like it's still you're processing what is acceptable and what is not acceptable in this, and the relationship was just like a learning experience, I feel for both of you.
100%. Yeah. He learned a lot. I definitely learned a lot. I learned so much more about myself, if anything. Like, yeah. I felt like that was, I'm glad I didn't, you know, stop the relationship early on and, like, ran. I'm so glad I, like, followed my heart.
That it ran its course.
Yeah, that it ran its course and I followed my heart. Like, I'm so grateful for it. And I, you know, and I even told him that. I was like, I mean, you're fucking shitty. What you did to me, but... But I love you, and I'm just thankful for this experience. You know? So,
and I mean, as your friend, like you were. I mean, I am so sympathetic to the. That was an awkward situation to be put in. Like, no one should have to do like it's either them or me,
right?
You know, that's just an awkward. That's
and sorry.
Hard.
I picked him in the moment because I was like, I'm just gonna.
And on here's the thing: I couldn't tell because you still texted me. We still acted all things. Like I wasn't like offended that I wasn't brought onto the podcast.
Right.
The listeners were, but like I wasn't. But here's the thing that I knew in my heart of heart that's what was happening. But I just like I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, like I knew that this was like hard for both of you guys. And I just was like, as a good friend for Steph, like I'll still be here. Like when she needs me.
Right.
And right now it doesn't feel like she needs me and she needs to focus on this relationship and who this man is. And I don't know why. Honestly, I don't know why he hates me or like has so much animosity towards me.
Right.
Besides the fact that I was like very truthful.
Right.
And I think that he thought maybe I was talking about,
I mean, like, I don't think he hates you anymore because obviously he's in a new relationship. He's like moved everything in the past and he's really good at just like moving the fuck on. So I don't think there's any like hate. And again,
he couldn't move the fuck on when I,
well, he couldn't move the fuck on. But everything with him and I, him and me, he just has brushed away. So, but
then that's the thing that I think is so funny is that in that moment, that man gave me so much power and I could give two shits about him. Like, honestly, I don't care about him. I care about you and only you.
Right.
I didn't lose any sleep over it.
You did it. You were living your life.
I was living my best life. I was enjoying it. I'm in love. I was writing. I was working. I did laundry. Right. I did dishes. Like, nothing affected me and stopped me. But what did was just knowing in the back of my mind, I was like, oh yeah, Steph and I don't talk like we used to. I know why, and that's okay.
Right.
Because if he really did love you and cared about you, after a while he would realize like, okay, this girl does need her friends. Her friends do matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would make my way back gradually no matter what.
And that's just the thing, if you date me, like you kind of have to date my friends.
Spice
like,
Girls.
Yeah. Going back. I mean, Spice Girls raised me.
Let's be real.
Like, I'm such a girl's girl. Like, that's just who I am. I love girl bands. I love Destiny's Child. I love Spice Girls. I love 3LW.
3LW. Oh, my God.
I love Dream.
Yes. I fucking love love Dream.
I love Dream.
Danny the Kane.
Yes.
Do you got a first aid kit handy? Do you?
Gotta know.
Yes. Okay, we need to stop. No one's going to be mad at us because we just butchered that song. You can't prove what song we just sang at all. Don't come
Gen
for
Z's
us.
Gen Z's don't know.
Some of them probably do, though, because they have that challenge where they listen. Yeah. Oh, my God. They were trying to listen to the Beatles, and they were like, does this song slap or not? And I was like, okay, there's maybe like one Beatles song that I actually would like put on and just like gorge the out.
Right.
But like, come on, Gen Zers. Don't be proud that you don't know music, okay? Edumacate yourself.
Edumacate.
Music is great, okay?
Jeez. Okay, one last question before we wrap up. Who would you be from the cast of Sex and the City?
Oh, Samantha. Like, why is that a question? Wait, is that a real question? I feel like everyone watching this was like,
I'm thinking of like friendship. We brought up Sex and the City, talking about girl power. Like, yes. You know, so like, and I feel like when you think of like girl groups and being together and really like talk about relationship, you think of Sex and the City.
Yeah. And this, I mean, you know, I gave you the compliment where I was like, this podcast is kind of like Sex and the City for the Gen Zers in a weird way. But I feel like, okay, so I feel like I'm, my birth chart of Sex and the City astrology would be, I'm a Samantha, but I think my moon is in Miranda because... Listen, hear me out. My moon is in Miranda because her and Steve, like you sent, I sent you that article about like the Vogue, the only acceptable man to date on Sex and the City was Steve, because I feel like
I do fucks with Steve though. For sure.
I fuck with Steve so hard. Yeah. Even when he cheated on her in the first movie, but he didn't cheat on her. You know what I mean? Like that was a different form of things. Not the same cheating as someone else, but sorry, I had to say it. I'm bold. But my moon is in Miranda because I feel like,
shit again.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Once I get going. But my moon is in Miranda because I feel like everyone hated on her when she was the show because she literally was what everyone should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a great book written by my friend from the Wing, Chelsea.
Rising?
My rising would probably be Carrie.
Okay.
Because in a weird way, because she's a writer and she writes about her, like, you know, when I wrote for Frank 151, like I literally had a series of articles called Carried Away. And it was all about, I know, I didn't come up with the title, but it was all about like being a modern day young woman on like Tinder and like what it means to like, what was the sex in the City now if they had like things. But like Samantha, like that's my bitch.
I love
that's my
now
girl.
I want to think of my moon and right. Okay, so I'm definitely, what do you think I am?
You're definitely a Carrie.
Definitely 100%.
Oh, 1000%. You are a Carrie. I think your moon is in Charlotte because you do want like a commitment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. It's a Charlotte in there.
And then I feel like your rising is Samantha because you do like your
I'm a bit of a homeness in there.
Yes.
I got a little freakiness in there.
But I don't necessarily like, I could see maybe your Miranda being in like your like
very like career driven.
Yes, like your Venus, you know, or like your actually. Can I just be honest? I don't know what these planets actually do or mean.
No.
But I'm like, if there's like a pie in percentage,
I feel like Venus is like love, sexuality, right?
Yeah,
I don't fucking know.
I mean, it makes, maybe
your Mars. We can check.
Oh Jesus, I did that. Okay, wait, sidebar. One of my best friends back home, she was messing around with a dude who literally had the same birth chart as me. So she would be like, why is he doing this? And I'd be like, why would I do that? Like, I was like, only because she was like, your guys' co-star is exactly the same.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I know, but I also like.
What's your actual like.
So let's do this. Hold on one second. You'll
mine
edit this
is
part
Aquarius
out.
And my moon rising is Aries. So Aquarius, Aries, Aries.
You memorize this?
That's everyone knows their moon and rising.
Not my ass. I'm looking it up on CoStar right now. Okay, so your chart. Let's see this. I know that I'm a Scorpio because, you know,
you're
Halloween
definitely a
baby.
Scorpio.
I love when people say that. There was one time I went to a party and someone was like, what are you? And I was like, Libra, just to like fuck with them.
Right.
And they're like, oh yeah, I could totally see that. And I was like, ha, lies, I'm a Scorpio. And they're like, a Scorpio would lie about their sign. And I was like, fucking A, they have an answer for everything. Okay, so.
I mean, that's just, yeah.
It goes Scorpio, Sagittarius, Gemini.
Ooh, bitch.
See what I mean? I don't know what any of this means. I feel like, okay, I feel like my Venus is in purple. My anus is in trouble. My like moon is in like the kitchen. Like I don't get what any of this fucking shit means, but it's fun. I do
it
have to say
fun.
It's fun. Apparently,
but
though,
that makes sense.
The big
that
one.
That literally makes so much sense.
It does?
It does.
Okay.
Because Scorpio, you're just an all-around Scorpio. Let's be real. Your sexuality, your boldness, your feistiness. And then your Sagittarius, I feel like Sagittarius are very like friendly. I don't fucking know that much about Sagittarius. Yeah, I heard
apparently that's like my dream, that like dream, my dream mate actually is supposedly a Cancer, which what Anthony is, he's a right. Cancer, because like we're the same emotional person, but right. like we both hide it well, which I guess is healthy. But like apparently like my ideal like friend, a travel companion, that's what I was a Sagittarius.
Yeah, because Sagittarius are like very, and then Gemini are like.
I have too many Geminis in my life. Yeah. My dad is one. My best friend is one.
Wow. My ex-boyfriend, remember Bobby? Gemini across the board, like sun, moon, and rising. Gemini, Gemini, Gemini.
What I do know, though, is that's a lot of voices in his head. Yeah. That's a lot of shit happening at
that's
once.
That's a lot. I was like, yeah.
The Menzeses, the things happening Jeez. In his head.
Okay, what are your last words?
Okay, any last words? Well, okay, look, friends are really important. Like, they really get you through thick and thin. I think friends are sometimes more important than other relationships, including family, because this is a person that you chose to be. You can't right. choose your family. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you're just born with those people. But with your friends, like, these are the people that get you through, like, the hardest shit ever. And what's also beautiful is they're going through it with you. You know right. what I mean? Because you have friends that are, like, either your same age or slightly older or slightly younger. So you're kind of all growing together, which is why it's so important. And then as friends, if you are ever in a situation like Steph or a situation like me, you have to be really understanding and sympathetic mm-hmm. and kind
right.
to each other, you know?
Right.
Because...
And no friendship is perfect.
No,
you know?
Friendship
like,
is perfect.
I think, I mean, I still feel like I wish I could have gone back, because I'm sometimes not really good at confrontation, because Fair. I'm just like, you know what? I want to pick my battles. I don't want to deal with this right now. Let me just, like, I'm not good at that. So I think I should have, for the sake of my relationship, again, whatever, things happen, but for the sake of my relationship, I should have shown proof that, like, you weren't a threat to yeah. our relationship.
I mean, I should have just told him. I've been like, girl, boy, I don't care.
Yeah, but, you know, it's whatever.
In your defense, you did defend him through and through on the Sides podcast. Like, I was yeah. coming at you laying some truth, but you did defend your man. Like, and the fact that he can't hear that, that's just because he's too angry in that moment. You know what I mean? And he's offended. And that's fair, whatever. All his feelings are valid. Okay, cool. But I was right. But is that my Gemini coming through?
That's your Scorpio. That's for my Scorpio sure. coming
through. So I was right.
That's all of it just coming through.
All at once, the crescendo of things. Yeah. But like, I, you know, like, I don't remember my original point because I was right. just like that was it. That I was right. But no, but you did defend him.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't think you are being hard on yourself because you're such a fair person that you're like, okay, I got to be like, it has to be 50-50.
I'm like such a people pleaser.
Yes.
You know, like you have such a really bold personality that's very cutthroat, and he also has a bold personality that's very cutthroat. And I'm just like, let's just be friends.
You but know, so. I honestly think, though, that you can't let his insecurities get in your head, and that you didn't quote unquote defend him the way he wouldn't have, but you're also not him. So you have to understand, like, when your partner does things and you're kind of like, well, that's an asshole thing. And then your friend's like, no, that's actually really sweet. It's just, that's not the script in your head. Mm-hmm. So he saw you defending him in a completely different light, but you did defend him. You defended him the way Stephanie would defend him.
Right. Right. Like, I'm just not that person to be like, okay, bye, Rose.
Yeah.
I'll cut you off. Like, I'm just not that friend.
Like, no, you're not. Even if you did, I'd be like, okay, this isn't you. So yeah. like, you figure out what that is and then come back with me. But I love you, bitch. Okay, bye.
You're like, this is not done. Yeah, but we're gonna let you figure this out.
This is a zombie. Like, you'll be back from the dead in a minute. But like, you know, I'll be there, you know? And so that's what happens, though, is you can't, what you think is going on in your head is actually not always reality. You know what I mean? You are not your thoughts. And so when he's like, oh, you didn't defend me, it's like, no, I just didn't defend you the way you thought I should. But I mean, anyone who listens to that podcast is like, girl, you defended him a little too much on the sides. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that was just something because you loved him. Even in that moment, you know, you guys had broken up and everything, but you knew that's what the feeling you were fighting.
Right. I think also at that moment, I was like, we didn't say I love you yet or anything. We didn't even like really make it official. It was just like, we just really, you could tell like our feelings were starting to grow stronger. And I'm someone who like, I'm as open and I wear my heart on the sleeve. I'm actually, when I start dating someone, it's very difficult for me to like say how I feel.
Yep.
So I think in that moment, I wasn't about to be like, I really care for him. I love him. Like, cause, like even though deep down that's what I was saying. So I was just kind of like, well, you know, he was going to get me thigh-high boots.
Yeah, like, but that's what you were fighting in that podcast. Right. You know what I mean? Even in the intervention one, you could still hear you fighting and like low-key like, you didn't really defend him wholeheartedly in that one, but there were moments that you did defend him. There were moments you were like, okay, let's hear everyone's side. I owned up my shit, You opened up your shit. You were like, this is what I'm doing wrong. But, you know, that's like, that's what happens in relationships, you know? Especially hindsight is 2020. So now you look back and you're like, he didn't fucking do shit and he didn't collaborate. And as your homies, we were like, yeah, but we also needed you to see that because no one is going to convince you of anything except yourself.
Right.
But just stick, you know what I mean? Like, stick it out. And that's the fun part, though, sometimes, is, like, helping in a weird, gross way. When I say fun, I don't mean, like, yay, but, like, it's a fun thing in your friendship to help a friend through a breakup.
Yeah, it actually makes a friendship even
stronger.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're stronger friends now.
I honestly believe.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, before, like, yeah, we're having fun together, but we didn't go through anything yet. It was still kind of like, yeah.
Then it went through this.
Things. Yeah, it tests things, because obviously it tested my relationship with him, and it tested my relationship with you.
And here
look,
I
look
am.
Look who lasted.
So. I know. I'm not going anywhere. Even if this was to happen again, I'd be like, I know how to assess the situation. You know what I mean? I know where all the fire exits are. I got my earthquake kit. But like, I'm going to be good. But you know, I just never really was. I'm always going to root for you. I'm always going to be on your side.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. I feel like it's so intimidating for like any dude that comes in my life again. Because all my friends are going to be like. It's like it's like worse than like meeting the parents. Like my parents would be like, okay, yeah. But like to meet my friends.
Yeah, but here's the I thought that until I realized that like all my friends, I think they kind of like Anthony more than me. Sometimes I feel like that though. Literally I was just
that's
hanging
how
out
I
with,
felt with my ex-boyfriend, not Morgan, but my
ex. But like, I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, you guys like him too. But like that's also a fun, that's like, I'm not complaining about that
I
at
guess
all.
It should be easy. Like once, you know, like a good dude comes along and they really vibe with my friends, like, oh.
He didn't vibe with all of them, but don't worry. Those friends, I didn't vibe with them either. You don't need to talk about that. There's just like one friend in particular that just had issues. Not issues, but like she was just like weird about me and his relationship. And I was like,
Your friends.
Yeah, my
friends. Oh, I thought it was like, was my any of my friends rude to you? So
no.
Confused.
Oh my God, no. Like, I love all your friends. Are you kidding me? Rachel, I love you. That's how me and her communicate is just through this podcast? We never meet.
She's been on the show and said like, I love Rose.
I know. And I was like, when I heard that, I was like, rewinded. And I was like, like I was like, yes, because the baggage episode, that was, I mean, I feel like everyone fell in love with her in that episode in particular, because I was like, ooh, girl, I was, oh.
She's just so that I just, I love her. I love her so much. Like, she's just so sweet.
She's so kind-hearted.
Yeah.
And I just, like, honestly, the thing I loved more was listening to her just listen to you. Yeah. I know that's a weird concept, but she was like.
She was so calm.
She was so calm and so, like, she's just like. I could listen to her read the phone book or if, oh God, Rachel. Rachel, I'm talking to you, babe. Hey girl. Could you read random Instagram captions, record it and send it to me? That's going to be my SMR.
You should do it too. Cause you have like a great SMR voice, SAM, whatever it's called.
I don't know, initials. I'm dyslexic. I don't know. The sounds things. I know.
Okay. We need to wrap this up.
Okay. Bye.
I know, we can talk we're doing another episode after this. So it's cool. Anyways. Plug yourself, bitch.
Oh, hi. My name is Rose McAleese. I'm at Rose_Etta Stone. You can find me at the new blog on theblock.com. I haven't written for a minute, but I'm back in journalism, so you can find me. But yeah, it's just Rose_Etta with 2 T's Stone.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Because therapy is too expensive.
Okay, bye.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl
therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.